Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA delays the Artemis II moon mission to April 2026. Second, the Artemis III lunar landing is now set for mid-2027. In our mission update segment, NASA has announced a delay in the Artemis II mission, which is now scheduled to launch in April 2026. This mission will be the first crewed flight around the moon since the Apollo era, sending four astronauts on a journey around our lunar neighbor and back to Earth. The delay is primarily due to the need for additional time to prepare the Orion capsule for its first ever crewed flight. Additionally, the Artemis III mission, which aims to land astronauts on the moon, has been rescheduled for mid-2027. This mission is expected to use SpaceX's Starship as the lunar lander, marking a significant milestone in lunar exploration. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson emphasized the importance of ensuring the Orion capsule is fully ready to safely transport astronauts to deep space and back. The decision to delay these missions reflects the challenging nature of space exploration and the necessity of thorough preparation. The delay also comes as engineers work on addressing issues identified during the Artemis 1 mission. The uncrewed Artemis 1 flight tested the Orion capsule, which encountered unexpected wear on its heat shield during re-entry. While the capsule's interior temperatures remained safe, modifications are needed to optimize the re-entry trajectory for Artemis II. NASA has assured that the heat shield will be effective for the Artemis II mission, with adjustments made to ensure the safety of the crew. The revised re-entry path will land the Orion capsule closer to San Diego, facilitating quicker recovery operations if necessary. These changes are part of NASA's commitment to maintaining a leadership role in lunar exploration, particularly as other nations, such as China, plan their own lunar missions. The United States aims to establish a presence on the moon's South Pole, a region believed to be rich in water ice, which is crucial for future lunar settlements. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.